Sunrace's Triple M. Great privilege to catch up with this man, Don Harley, AFL Victoria Area Manager. We're getting him on the Dog and Bone. Very good morning to you, Don. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. And the wait's almost over for grassroots footballers. They can resume training in small groups from this coming Monday. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. What's been more exciting is just the positivity in general around the conversations of restrictions being eased. So obviously community football forms a part of that. And we've been working really hard to make sure we've got protocols in place to be able to deliver on a return as quickly as we can. So it's really exciting for everyone in the community.
It certainly is. Now, you mentioned protocols, and there's a number of those that we should go through. So what can you tell us about it? How's it going to work?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So basically the government went to all the key sporting bodies and asked them to formulate a protocol with respect to hygiene and player and spectator and official contact during sort of training and match days. The idea being that if there was an outbreak and, you know, authorities needed to look into what happened and why, the clubs can turn around and say, well, we followed really strict protocol and guidelines. We had that sort of safeguard in place. So we've spent the last week or so formulating those and submitted them to state government for approval, and obviously they got released yesterday. So I guess the really key theme is, with respect to training, it's really a get in and train, get out kind of scenario. The socialising that we usually attribute to training of old and times past isn't really going to be appropriate under the circumstances. So players will need to come, train in their groups of 10 and then leave pretty much straight away to allow for then the next group of 10 to be able to come in. Of the other key highlight, we expect to have staggered training sessions across the oval. So obviously with the groups of 10 and a coach, staggered training times will mean that there's a steady flow of groups of 10 people that are coming to the oval and a little bit of a gap in between to make sure that there's no crossover. All the trainings are non-contact, which is obviously going to disappoint a couple that want to do the tackling drills and whatnot. 1.5 metre social distancing, there's no access to any of the change rooms, only footballs as part of your equipment, and clubs and teams just need to understand and be really educated on the virus, how it spreads, and the measures you can put in place to be able to sort of contain it. So there's a fair bit to get through, but obviously if clubs want to return to training as quickly as possible, it's what needs to be followed.
Also needs to have at least one COVID-safe officer, and obviously recommended to download the COVID-safe app too, is that right?
Yeah, correct. And clubs will be asked to keep a training register of who attends their training sessions and any sanctioned sort of event carried on by the club going forward. The idea being, of course, that if we were unfortunate enough to have an outbreak, at least we've got an understanding of exactly who was there and then we can contain the potential touch points for the spread of the virus after that. So it's a little bit of admin work, but it's really necessary because, you know, we're dealing with people's lives here and it's not something to be joked with, and so we want to keep us on top of it as we can.
All right, so we've got training across the line. So what happens with games? Can you see any games being played in 2020?
Yeah, so that's obviously the next stage, is to get games going up. As many people in Sunraysia would be aware, with some of the media interest lately, is that the clubs have indicated that their desire is to not play senior footy if they're not able to have crowds. So that represents another difficult challenge, with obviously the revenue lost of the clubs and their ability to actually put on games and meet the baseline cost of playing footy. So that's another layer of state government red tape that we're working really closely on, and about exactly how many people we can have come into the grounds and at the same time, and under what sort of protocol they'll be under when they attend. If it doesn't go ahead and the clubs decide they don't want to play, then as an AFL body, we're working really hard on what we can offer footballers in the community as an alternative. AFL 9s was a really popular concept. We might work with the SFNL to see whether we can shorten a season of juniors, 4-week round robins, smaller playing numbers, smaller field sizes, whatever the case, just to be able to give something for people to be able to play.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for your time this morning. Don Harley, the AFL Victoria Area Manager, and bring on a season, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's it. No, looking forward to it. Thanks, Matt.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate it. Triple M.